Good morning, everyone. In some finance news today, the chairman of Fortescue Metals, Andrew Forrest, has called for a production cap in iron ore in order to increase the price China has to pay for it. Speaking at a business dinner in Shanghai, Mr. Forrest said his company could join BHP, Rio Tinto and Brazil's Vale to cooperate in slowing supply and forcing the price of iron ore higher. Iron ore prices have halved in the past year due to an oversupply in the market, and Fortescue Metals Group has been hit hard by lower returns. Well, it looks like the Australian wine industry could soon be in the spotlight, with the upper house expected to endorse an inquiry into the industry today. A cross-party group of senators, including Liberal, Nationals, Green and Independent representatives, are pushing for the probe. It would look into the way the industry is regulated, the power of large retailers and the taxes that apply to wine. Let's take a look at global financial markets. And at the close, US stocks declined for the second straight day, further retreating from those near-high record levels we saw last week. The Dow lost more than 100 points. The Nasdaq is down 0.33%, and the S&P 500 fell 0.6%. In Europe, London's FTSE was unaffected by news of the airline crash. It closed the day higher. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $47 a barrel. Tapas crude is trading at $57 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,193 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying nearly 79 US cents, 72 euro cents and 53 pence sterling.